Do you regret saying that the president could shoot Jim Comey and not be prosecuted?
I think I was asked the question, and I didn't say it. I didn't elect to say that. And I said, you know, very theoretically, the answer is the president can't be prosecuted for anything. There's a constitutional remedy for that.
So does that mean the president won't be sitting for an interview?
Doesn't mean that completely. It means that, you know, there's got to be a high bar they have to reach in terms of convincing us that they're fair, convincing us that we're going to get the things we need. I want to see the Spygate report. Haven't gotten it.
These days, Rudy Giuliani is grabbing headlines as Donald Trump's lawyer. Before Giuliani took on that job, he ran for president. The former federal prosecutor who went after the mob is probably best known as New York City mayor. And after 9/11, Giuliani was called America's mayor. To get a sense of what Giuliani was like back then, KUER's news director Andrew Becker sat down with Bill Warren. He was Giuliani's deputy press secretary and chief speechwriter in the 1990s. Today, Warren is the head of communications at the University of Utah.
When Giuliani came into office, he really needed to reach out to across the aisle. He needed to reach out to Democrats. Was that purely a matter of political necessity? Or was he someone that wanted to work kind of with all New Yorkers?
I really think that his mindset was quite independent. And I think what he was more interested in is working with like-minded people, appealing to New Yorkers on the basis of what we have in common. And I think he believed in his heart that if that were communicated effectively, most New Yorkers would get behind that, that nobody really, you know, enjoys, you know, a city where petty crime, much less, you know, serious violent crime, is allowed just to run rampant, that that's just not good for anyone.
So you sat in a very interesting spot, particularly in terms of Rudy Giuliani's background as a prosecutor, as the U.S. attorney, as the guy that took on the mob. What was his relationship all along with law enforcement and the rule of law?
I mean, he had enormous respect for law enforcement. In prior administrations, he felt that when there had been a controversy, that there was a tendency on the part of some public officials to immediately assume the police department was incorrect, and he wanted to be in the position of assuming that law enforcement acted properly unless and until such time as it was proven otherwise.
How about with the news media? What was Mayor Giuliani's relationship like with...
He had a great deal of suspicion toward the media. Now, to be fair, I believe that he was not treated particularly well by, you know, the New York Times, for instance, in his election bid. And I actually... I think it's a mistake, however, for a public official to assume because a reporter from whatever outlet covers you in a certain way that that's the mindset for the entire publication or the entire press corps. So when the media was working well for him, I assume he loved the media. And I think he felt that he could hold his own in any interview, in any public setting. So he had a contentious relationship, but he certainly wasn't a fearful relationship with the press, and he certainly never hid from the press.
Did you ever have any exposure to a relationship between Donald Trump and Mayor Giuliani?
No. I mean, the simple answer is no. I never remember encountering Donald Trump when I was with Mayor Giuliani at all. I've encountered him in other ways in New York politics, but I don't remember anything about a relationship at that point. Doesn't mean there wasn't one. I wasn't present for everything. And he's, you know, a lot of people have worked for Giuliani over the course of his two terms there. So there's other people who may know differently, but I never saw any relationship.
So on a personal level, Bill, when you think about Rudy Giuliani, what comes to mind?
There was a person there who really knew what he wanted to achieve. I mean, when I did interview with him, we talked about his vision for the future of the city of New York. And he was so clear, and he was so passionate, and he was so consistent, and he executed on that vision.